This is CodyCast, the Cody Allen CMT podcast.
Hey there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jane Lynch on the line. I think one of the best people on TV, not only from your days in Glee, but Hollywood Game Night. I love that show. And it's so fun. And now you've got The Weakest Link returning. Yes, you are The Weakest Link. Goodbye. In case you don't know, it's a rebirth of an old show, and we'll get to that in a second. But first, Jane, talk to me about quarantine, because I pictured you during this entire quarantine time in like a Glee Sue Sylvester tracksuit. Am I right?
You know, I kind of was in the beginning. I definitely wore athletic wear because it got me out of the house, and I took walks and I took hikes, but I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. Now I just got lazy.
My dog has been right here with me the entire time. I wondered, I know you're a big dog lover. Your dog's also sort of right there under your feet?
Yeah, especially Rumi, my one dog. We have bonded so deeply that he growls at anybody else who comes into the room. So I'm not a fan of that. But well, yeah, we're boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. It's kind of weird.
I've got the DVR seriously set for the show. When I saw you were doing this, I thought, man, what a perfect match. Why did you want to host the return of The Weakest Link?
Oh, well, it kind of felt like a perfect match to me. And I loved the game when it was on in early 2000. I watched the show when Ann Robinson was the host. It's my favorite kind of game show. You know, I was brought up on game shows. I love Password. I love Jeopardy. And I love The Weakest Link. And I like the rapid fire a quiz show format, which is what The Weakest Link is. And so it's rapid fire trivia questions while the clock is ticking, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
Now on the show, you have a chance to really deliver some wonderful digs if you want to. If I remember Ann Robinson, she would cleverly do that with some compassion back in the day.
Very little.
Well, very little compassion. So how are you playing it?
I probably have an ounce more compassion, but I remember when we first started shooting the first episode, I wear an earpiece, and Stuart, our executive producer, says, you're too nice. So, you know, I stopped that right away, and I went back kind of into my stern schoolmarm self.
I wonder, when I watch game shows sometimes, does the host have a favorite contestant, like as they're playing the game, like they kind of want this person to win? Or is that even cross your mind?
No, it's not. And if it were to come in my mind, I would banish it immediately. Okay, right. Because I can't do that.
Yeah. You talked about loving game shows growing up. So did you ever want to host a game show?
No. And you know what, too? I think probably the reason it didn't even cross my mind is because they were all men. And that probably said to me on some deep level that women don't do this. But I it was like Bert Convy and Alan Ludden and Gene Rayburn. And I loved those guys. Richard Dawson. I loved him. I didn't like Family Feud so much. But I probably thought it was something that men did.
Yeah. Is there a game show you'd like to be on, like as a contestant?
There is a show called 25 Words or Less. And it's Meredith Vieira hosts it, and it's syndicated. It's a Fox show, and they do about 70 of them. And I have been on it, I think, as a contestant probably 20 times. I love it. It's really fast, fun.
Yeah, right. When it comes to trivia in general, what subjects do you tend to ace? Like, which ones are you good at, or worst?
Well, if they ask theater questions like Shakespeare, I'm really excited because I know a lot. I like pop music of the 70s. I know a lot. If it's a subject that I know pretty well. And then I have random pieces of information bouncing around my head, like I'm sure all of you do. And every once in a while, I get a science question correctly. And that's always fun to see. Wow. I know what Einsteinium is, and it's an element named after Einstein.
I mentioned Hollywood Game Night. I love that show. Have you had a favorite contestant, like celebrity contestant on there?
I always love having Yvette Nicole Brown on, and I think she's been on maybe 10 times. And every time she's on, she's in the final round and wins the money for in the final round of celebrity. She's a great game player. She's Grace Under Fire, and she's smart as heck.
Is Hollywood Game Night going to return? Has it been renewed for next season, or how's that going to work now with the COVID and stuff?
I don't know. I don't think we can do it COVIDly. We did one. We did one quarantine episode in June, and that was really fun.
We do country music here on my shows. So, do you have any country music connections or people from Nashville or whatever?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. She's been on Hollywood Game Night. I've been on her show, her talk show. I've been on 4 times now. I got a Kelly Clarkson satin jacket
Wow.
That says Clarkson on the back. So yeah, she's a friend. She's a lovely girl. So, you know, we kind of support each other in our careers.
Well, Jane, I'm happy to tell you that this is your second time on my shows. So I'm also going to send you my satin jacket with my name, Cody, on the back.
Oh, great.
Expect that in the mail any day now.
I like satin jackets, but I'll keep it in a drawer.
All right, Jane, thank you for the time. We will be watching Tuesday nights on NBC, The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
This has been The Cody Cast. Hear Cody Allen on hundreds of radio stations across America every week. Find a station near you at cmtcody.com. Also, you can see Cody on TV every weekend on Hot 20 Countdown at 9 a.m., 8 central. And get breaking country news 24/7 by following on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook at cmtcody.